Yeah. That has nothing to do with anything except that the Super Bowl just happened, and that's Tim and Eric's sports, and I just really felt like playing that, so that's all. Cool. So I have some records that I don't have them physically with me, but Blair sent me some stuff that's at Siren, and I did a little research, and I found some stuff I thought was cool. And this is going to be like my goth episode because it's all like pretty cool post-punk goth stuff. So I'm just going to go in the order that I wrote them. I don't feel like thinking too hard. First one is Lords of the New Church. I'm pretty sure, I'm 100% sure I did talk about these guys before, but it was like a really long time ago. When I was talking about the Drastic Plastic reissues, I don't even remember what record it was that they did. So Lords of the New Church, I know, like I said, I did talk about this, but just for people who don't know, it's Stiv Bators from the Dead Boys and Brian James from the Damned, and then, some other guys. But those are the two that everyone cares about. There's a dude from Sham 69, and then another guy from a band called the Barracudas. So this was like after those other bands. They were in the 80s, so they were around from 82 to 89. And they were, you know, because these guys, they were all like punk dudes, but then Lords of the New Church isn't really like a punk band. They're more melodic and just different production on the records. So they kind of gained a bigger audience through that, like, you know, not just weird punk guys. Like, everyone liked them. They did pretty decent as well, like, as far as, like, charting and stuff. So, Blair originally sent me, he has a copy of the Like a Virgin single, because they cover that song. But he also has a copy of Killer Lords, which is a compilation. Both of those came out in 1985, and I was going to play you Like a Virgin because it's on Killer Lords, but, like, not to be a jerk or anything, but I kind of just don't like it. So I'm going to play a song I really do like, and it's on this album, obviously. I wouldn't play it if it wasn't. So here is Russian Roulette.
Friday night thriller, I'm Miss Lorraine. Out of my mind, can I come to play?
So yeah, that's Lords of the New Church. I like them, obviously. All right, cool. So what do I have here? Okay, so he sent me this other record called... the band is Dance Society, and the album is called Looking Through. It came out in 1986. So these guys are from Barnsley, wherever the fuck that is. I mean, they're English. So they're around from 1980 to 1987. Like I said, this was from 86. So this was their third and final album. That is before they reformed in 2011. I think they put out something after that. But it's like they like reformed, but it's like not... I think it's like one person that used to be in the band. It's like not really the same band. So anyway, they started out, they released their first single on their own label, which was called Society, the name of the label. And they also put their first album out on their own label. And then, so after this album, I'm going to play you a song off of it. This, their last one. Everyone in the band, except for the singer, went on to form another band called Johnny and the Clouds. And the singer continued on eventually. So he released a single as Society. So I guess it was like supposed to be sort of the same thing. And then he was in a band called Meridian Dream that was like electronic and whatever. So it's kind of like I said, this is all sort of in the same vein of like kind of like post-punky and goth stuff. So yeah. I picked a song off this that I liked called House of Love, so here you go.
We'll be right back.
Okay, so that was House of Love, and again, the band is Dance Society, D-A-N-S-E, and the album is called Looking Through. Okay, so I pretty sure I've never talked about this band before on here. I do like them. I don't like know enough their stuff to like really be like confident about talking about them, but I like what I know of theirs. Blair used to put them on like every playlist, so that's how I became aware of them. But the band is Red Lori, Yellow Lori. At one point they called themselves just the Loris, but I think that was only for like one album. So the album he has in stock is called Nothing Wrong, and it came out in 1988. The band was around from 81 to 91. They're from Leeds. So they're very, very post-punk gothy sounding, as you'll hear, but they're one of those bands that's like, we're not goth. Even though they are. They claim to be influenced by Wire and MC5. I don't hear any of that. Maybe a little bit of Wire, but they don't sound anything like MC5, which is fine. You can be influenced by a band but not sound like them, but like, you know, just stop. You're goth. It's fine. You don't have to be ashamed of it. So they recorded a bunch of demos, and how did this happen? So there was this label called Red Rhino, and the head of the label, Tony K, was like so impressed with the demos that he just was like, this is their first single, and he put out this song, Beating My Head, and it was just the demo version, like the no changes were made to it. And now that I know that, it makes it even more impressive, because I actually really love that song, and I never thought it sounded like just a demo. I mean, it does, it's very like lo-fi, it's very cool though, you should check it out, because it is not on this album. And so anyway, eventually they got signed to a label called Situation 2, which was an offshoot of Beggar's Banquet. And this album, Nothing Wrong, is on that label, as well as the album that came after that. But neither of them charted, so they were dropped by the label. They put out one more single and one album before they just broke up. And it was one of those bands that had like a ton of lineup changes. So really it was like the main guy is Chris Reed, who's the singer and songwriter. So I think I said this album is from 88. They were formed in 2004, but I don't know, it's probably just like the one guy is my guess, probably nobody else. Anyway, so I picked a song called Only Dreaming. Okay, that's Red Lori, Yellow Lori. Cool. All right, the next band is called March Violets, and the album is called Electric Shades. Another band from Leeds, same as the last band. And they were from 81 to 87, and this album came out in 1985. Says that they met at Leeds University, and it was guitar, bass, and then two singers, a male and a female, and the drummer was a drum machine called Dr. Rhythm. The singer from the band Sisters of Mercy, also from the same area, the singer Andrew Eldritch, decided to release their first and second single, which was pretty cool. And then they formed their own label called Rebirth to put out some other stuff. And then eventually, so they had a second female singer join. And then after that, the original female singer left. So then it was just the second one. And then it kind of, from what I gathered, it kind of seemed to change the sound of the band. They got kind of poppier. And also the male singer left after that. So anyway, this is a compilation that came out in 1985, released by Relativity Records. And I thought it was also worth noting that the guitar player sometimes played, he guested as a live guitar player for Sisters of Mercy, since they were, you know, like, friendly and from the same area, but also Dance Society, who I already played for you. Right, so the album, like I said, it's a compilation called Electric Shades, and I picked a song called Walk Into the Sun.
Walk into the sun. to the garden, find your future in the crystal, leave your friendship in the hall.
Follow me now.
So that was March Violets. Okay, I got one more for you. So this is a band I've never heard of, and I'm kind of mad because I like them, and I wish I knew about them sooner, but they're called 13th Chime, and this is a reissue. It's a collection of singles from 1981 to 1983. So the band was around from 1980 to 1984. They're from Suffolk, so another English band. Members of this band were previously in The Antics and another band called The Windups. They put out three singles independently, three of the songs, Coffin Maker, Cursed, and Fire. I'm actually going to play one of those for you. Like I said, this is a reissue or a new whatever album kind of collection thing. So Sacred Bones is the label. They released two LPs in a discography collection in 2009. And then the band reformed in 2015 and put out a new album. So I don't know if that one's any good, but everything I heard off of this singles collection is pretty cool. It was kind of tough to pick a song, but I did it. So here is Cursed by 13th Chime.
Bye.
right. So, yeah, that was 13th Chime. Hopefully you liked that. So, yeah, all these records are at Siren as of whenever he texted me yesterday, which is a couple days ago by the time you hear this or something. I don't know. Yeah, if anyone's wondering, my cute little hamster son still hates me, but that's fine. I love him. I don't care how much he hates me. I will always love him. He just is weird. He doesn't like me to touch him. If I, like, reach in there towards him, he, like, flinches. I don't even have to touch him. He'll just flinch. It's terrible, and it makes me feel bad, so I just stop trying because I don't want to make him sad. And another news, we're harboring a fugitive kitten in our bathroom, so that's been really cool. You know how it got to, like, negative 16 or whatever it was? It was like, well, it wasn't actually, but it felt like it. It was like 5 degrees out. Yeah, so when a kitten shows up outside your door, you don't just leave him out in the cold. So I brought her in, and she's been living in our bathroom. But she's the best, and I love her. And I have 2 lucky friends that are going to take her. So thank you, Pat and Rachel. Anyway, that's my life. It's super exciting over here, as always. So thanks for listening. I know I skipped a week. I was not even going to mention it. I'm just going to pretend that didn't happen. I'm a failure. Hopefully that won't happen again. I'm sorry. Everything got kind of shitty all of a sudden, so it's okay. Everything's going to be okay, but, you know, shit happens, and I'm sorry, but I'm getting back on track. Anyway, thanks for listening. Like I said, these are all at Siren if you want to check it out, and yeah, I'll be back next week. Okay, thanks, bye.